because I'm a woman, which does seem to get him a bit agitated. And he actually has said that, some things about that.
Did he ever say anything to you personally that demonstrated his misogyny?
Well, he demonstrated, as I write in the book, you know, there's an expression, we certainly know it in New York, called manspreading.
Yes.
And every time I met with him, it would be, okay, the whole deal. And so I'd go to meetings with him. One in particular, we were in his dacha outside of Moscow, and the press comes in, and he just berates America about one of the many things that annoys him about us. And then the press leaves, and I've got four or five things we're trying to deal with him and Russia on. And I always came to my meetings with him trying to find something that I could actually engage him about. So we went through, you know, the economy and human rights and all these other things that are critically important. And he was, you know, like as President Obama once said, like the bored guy in the back of the room. He couldn't care less. Then I said, you know, I am really pleased to hear that you care about wildlife conservation and that you are trying to save species in Russia, like Siberian tigers and polar bears. Then he came alive, and then we had an interesting conversation. So
I wrestle polar bears.
Yeah, I wrestle. He said, come with me. He takes me down the stairs, down this corridor, into the door. All of his security guys are jumping up because we weren't expected. Into this inner sanctum with this huge desk and the biggest map of Russia I think exists. And he started telling me he's going here to tag polar bears. And then he says to me, would your husband like to come? And I said, well, you know, I'll ask him, but if he's busy, I'll go.